Como en Le Training. I am JDIA and Variety Show changes topics every week. And this week, you're here for some science. Yes, it is a day late, but listen, I am a grown-up and I have grown-up responsibilities and I am just working on myself. And I think you just have to accept that for who I am as a person. And Rome wasn't built in a day, all right? But anyway, bitch, for the variety show, this is our science shit moment where I am going to... I think I said it in the last couple episodes, but I think I'm going to make this whole season that I'm going to do the science. It's going to be mostly only things that happen in your body. So not like necessarily biology, because like, I guess that like encompasses everything, but like, I'm going to start talking about more about like what's going on inside of you, because, you know, through my journey of self-discovery and finding out what my personality is and who I am and realizing things, there's a lot that we don't take into account that is going on in our bodies. Like, we kind of just like take it for granted, I think, sometimes. And I say that from personal experience, but I think that by me doing this series, I'm gonna learn more about kind of like how fragile our body is. Because even like, I'm gonna talk about fucking mitosis today, bitch, and let me tell you, there is a lot happening all at the same time every day, and it's kind of crazy that it's just like one aspect of what is going on in our bodies. It's not even like in relation to like fucking me thinking, bitch. Like, my last episode about eyes, you fucking learned about how our eyeballs are fucking crazy and fucked up and connected to our brain and all that stuff. And like, bitch, all that is happening, and on top of that, your cells are like replicating. Like, it's insane. But anyway, mitosis, the actual legal definition, is a cell division that results in two daughter cells, each having the same number of chromosomes, and they're like clones, pretty much. So pretty much your cells, like, there are new cells all the time. I mean, you guys fucking see your fingernails. I mean, your hair. Like, bitch, those are fucking cells. Those are things being built on your fucking brain and head. And those have to come from somewhere. So pretty much your cells, what they're doing every day is splitting themselves in half, cloning each half, and making a whole new cell every day. And I'm going to talk about what is going on inside the cell, mostly, okay, kind of, okay. There's a lot to the subject. I want to start off that I'm going to be very, very basic, and the rest of this series will really depend on where I want to take this whole convo, because there's so much happening in your body that I'm like, God, how do I explain what's happening in a cell if I don't even explain what a cell is? I'm like, wait, but if I explain what a cell is, do I have to explain what the difference is between a plant cell and an animal cell? And then, like, all of that just in my head just started, like, spiraling out of control, that I was like, okay, listen, I'm going to just explain one thing at a time and then see where I go from there. So pretty much I'm going to be talking about today is what is happening inside of a cell when it divides, and what is happening when it divides. But I'm going to explain how that happens, not specifically, which I might do a separate one about cell replication, like how it clones itself, but it's so hard to understand. And like, literally, my brain is like fried right now. But I did do a DNA episode, which, TBH, I think I blacked it out because it was so much to learn, but also I might have went over it. So listen to my DNA episode. Oh, and I'm just going to talk about kind of where mitosis is happening inside of your body and where I'm going to go after this combo, because I might feel some type of way after I finish. All right, so let's go. So to start of explaining mitosis, we can start by talking about where it happens in your body. So pretty much, mitosis occurs every time you need to replace dead or damaged cells. So the most common place that you can think of is your skin, right? You get dry skin, you get dry skin patches, or like if you get a sunburn, it like it doesn't like scab over, but like when you get a sunburn, it's because your cells get damaged. So that's what the dead skin's coming off, because it's fucking dead. And that cells that get killed by the sun and UV radiation need to be replaced. So this is where the process of mitosis gets into play. Now, I think next episode, I am going to talk about meiosis, which is when you have a baby, when the sperm and the egg meet, and then that's where the DNA like kind of like touch each other and you have half of your mom and half of your dad. But that's like, I think, going to be next episode. But this is very different. This is just DNA in your body just cloning itself and then dividing to make two new cells out of the one cell, because, you know, it needs to make more. Anyway, this is happening so much in your body that actually over your lifetime, this whole like cell dividing and cloning itself is going to happen about 10 quadrillion times in your lifetime. That's a whole bunch of fucking zeros, okay? And it's a very complicated thing because DNA is fucking long, okay? So if you take just a normal DNA strand, like from one cell, and stretch it out, it would be 2 meters long. Which 2 meters in fucking American is 6 feet. So that's a whole lot of fur by the foot, if you know what I'm talking about. And if you take all of the DNA in all of your cells in your whole entire body, that would be about twice the diameter of the solar system. So the solar system, I don't know if you guys know, but it's really big. It's like kind of like actually huge, especially compared to us. So imagine something that long inside of you. Listen, I've had some long things inside of me, and never like that, okay? Never twice the diameter of the solar system. Never had one that big, but I guess I do, bitch. But this process has to happen pretty much every day. I mean, your cells pretty much die every day. A lot happens during the day. I think it varies what cell is like being repaired but I mean, I think if we just go by like skin, it's happening like pretty often. So just to like make it super duper simple, because I guess I will get to cell structure in a later episode, but think of a cell as like a chicken egg. You know how a chicken egg has the white part and then the yolk and stuff? We can just think of it like that for right now, because inside of the yolk and inside of the white part, there's like a whole bunch of factories and they're doing all this fucking shit. There's fucking mitochondria, bitch. Like, there's a lot going on in this cell, but I'm not going to talk about that because it's like a lot of stuff. But pretty much inside of this little chicken egg, in the middle of the yolk, you have like this bundles of DNA. So these DNA are just like hanging out all loosey-goosey, all right? They're letting their hair out, you know, they're relaxing, and then they're just chilling. So as this little fucking chicken egg is getting ready to turn into 2 fucking over-easy breakfast foods, there are these little proteins that are going to show up in the white part of the chicken egg, okay? Do you think of these proteins as like Spider-Man arms, you know? Because like these little proteins are going to start making like these like strings start to come out of their fucking hands. And those strings are going to connect in the middle, all right? Now, I am extremely oversimplifying what is happening right now, but I'm like visually trying to create a picture for you because this is an audio medium. Now, while all this is happening, the DNA needs to make a copy of itself, okay? Because right now, the DNA is just fucking chilling, because then it's like getting ready to gear up to split into 2. So before anything happens, the DNA first needs to replicate itself. And the way that it does this, it's super interesting. So DNA is like a coil, right? If you remember, think of DNA as like a staircase that is like warped, right? A spiral staircase, I guess. And this spiral staircase is held together by hydrogen. Y'all know what hydrogen is? I've done a gajillion episodes about it. And if not, it's a thing, all right? It's something that holds things together. And there's this little guy that goes in and breaks this little hydrogen bonds that's holding the DNA together. So pretty much it'd be like if someone fucking took a sword to a fucking staircase straight down the middle. It's like, okay, great. Now, this little thing, okay, so now you cut it in half. Where's the other half? This is where some other little proteins, they come in and start building the other side of the DNA. Because if you listen to my DNA episode, I do talk about how like the letters line up with each other. And I am literally not going to get into it because you have to go listen to it. But it's AGCT. Like those are like the four letters that are connecting with the DNA together. That's how you can, if you do like gene testing, if you can see if your kids are going to have blue eyes or whatever, it's because the pattern of AGCT, it's like kind of like, you know how robots have like that binary code, like 1001 or whatever. It's like the exact same thing like that, only instead of 1 and 0, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. And that little random pattern and how they connect is like how you get the DNA. So pretty much they split in half, and there's this thing called RNA, which is not like DNA, but it's something that helps kind of make the other side of your DNA. It's a very, very long and interesting process I would love to get into, because visually when I see videos about it, it's just so interesting how something that is like, what did I say it was, like 6 feet? Something like 6 feet has to unzip itself, and not just unzip itself, it also has to then copy itself. And not just like copy itself like, oh, like a computer copy and paste. Like, this is like an actual living organism. Like, think of this fucking DNA unzipping and copying of itself. It's like a boomer writing a check. Like, it's a very, like, they're using their hands, guys. Like, these little proteins are working their ass off to like make a duplicate copy. And then they have to fucking, they also like proofread their strands. Like sometimes, like if they do mess up, they'll go in and like change it. It's so insane. And this is all happening inside of your body. Like the cell hasn't even fucking divided yet. This is just happening before the division even happens, which is so cool because you don't really think about how huge these things are, but at such a little micro scale, you know, and how it's like very important, because when these cells divide and they're making clones of each other, they have to be like exact copies, because if it's like skin cells, it needs to have kind of the instructions for your skin to function. Because the one thing, a lot of things I'm not going to mention about the cell itself, the huevos rancheros analogy I'm trying to make, it's because inside of the cell, since there's so many factories and things going on, it needs the DNA to kind of tell it what to do, because the DNA holds all the instructions, and the cell's kind of like, okay, girl, like, well, I need help over here. Like, the skin is dry and he hasn't fucking put on moisturizer today, so I need some fucking oil or whatever. So it needs to make sure that the DNA instructions are the exact same. And you know, when I looked it up, pretty much, like, you know how people talk about cancer and stuff, how it's like hard to cure cancer because it's not like a disease that you get from like someone coughing on you or something that you eat or like sexual or like nothing like that. It's like your cells like start to go out of control and mutate and divide in ways that like create like tumors or do things to harm you. These are like real things that happen because this process of dividing and copying went wrong. And yeah, like cancer is scary and it's like very prominent and stuff, but also, like, it's happening, what did I say, like 10 quadrillion times in your lifetime. So even given those odds, your body is pretty good about making sure that the cells that it duplicates are correct and are exact duplicates with zero error or very minimal error. So that's very fascinating and amazing, right? I mean, I think as Americans, we overuse the word amazing, but it's like I'm amazed. Like, is it not amazing, bitch? Like, what? So that's happening in your cell, okay? So pretty much this unzip happens, whatever. Now, this is where the fun part really starts. So while all this is happening in the middle of the cell, it's already duplicated, okay? It's done. Now, the middle yolk, that middle part, I don't know if you guys have ever had like sunny side up eggs, but when you touch like the middle part and it like breaks and it runs. So that's about to happen, okay? This yolk is about to get its fucking water broke. But it's okay because now the inside of the yolk has now, it's duplicated itself, it's ready to go, it's ready to touch some web. Now, remember her earlier, I said the Spider-Man, the two proteins that ended up being on the right side and the left side of the egg on the white part. So now these opposite sides are going to start creating tubes that then are going to touch each other. And these tubes are going to join in the middle. And it's going to grab these little DNA and rip them apart. But before it does that, the DNA in the middle needs to coil up. Because right now, it's like a tangled up pair of headphones. And it needs to become portable because it needs to move out, okay? The yolk is broken. The home is ruined. They need to move out, okay? So what these DNA do is they wrap up into these shapes that are called chromosomes, chromids, but then chromids together are chromosomes. Kind of like a person is a chromid and people are chromosomes, okay? That's kind of like a good comparison. Once these little coils get all together into these little chromid fucking hot dog looking things. And you know how chromosomes, they look like X's? So like when people usually talk about gender or sex, you know, they always say XX or XY. It's because the chromosomes, when they're together, they look like X's. And it's because the chromid is like a bent shape and those two bent shapes meet in the middle, which looks like an X. And that's called a chromosome. Those chromosomes, the X, if you rip an X straight down the middle, you're gonna have one chromid on the left and one chromid on the right. And both of those are the exact identical copies that were just made in the middle a couple seconds ago. So these chromosomes are going to be ripped apart, okay? Now the really cool thing about these chromosomes, the little X's that I mentioned, they have in the middle, the part where they meet, the part that makes the X, that if there's like, okay, I don't know how to explain it, but it's a fucking motor, bitch. It's a fucking wheel and it moves these little chromosomes to become like straight up and down so these little Spider-Man fucking webs can grab the chromosome on each side and like fucking 14th century torture rip these chromosomes apart so that one of the Spider-Man on the left takes half of those chromids because they've been ripped apart. They're not chromosomes anymore. They're ripped apart, taking the half of those chromids to the left, and then the other Spider-Man takes those other half of chromids to the right. And now you have two identical copies of your DNA. Okay, now that's really cool. And while that is happening, the Spider-Man's gonna start pushing more to the right, while the other one's gonna push more to the left. And this pushing is going to make this like egg. Bitch, at this point, it's fucking scrambled eggs. I don't know what to call it, but at this point, the scrambled eggs have completely separated, and now you have one Spider-Man holding a whole bunch of chromids on one side. And then you have a Spider-Man holding the chromids on the other side. Creates that, the original, like how I was talking about a sunny side up egg, it creates now its own little cell with a nucleus in the middle, the yolk, and then the white part of the egg, which has all the little factories and stuff. So now you have two cells that are completely the same that just happened in your body. Just like that. 18 quadrillion billion trillion alien times. Isn't that so crazy? I don't know. I just think that mitosis is so interesting because I did know about cell, like how cells like kind of split up a little bit, but I didn't realize kind of the process that went before it. Like obviously like two cells are going to separate, but you kind of just think of it as like just rips down the middle and like, boop, all right, now we have one, now we have the other, which technically like at a very deep cellular level does kind of happen. But like you forget that the cell needs to make two of them. Like you can't make, if you're going to rip a, it's not like you're just ripping it in half and you have half on one, half on the other. Like, no, you have to make a whole complete copy. So all of that happening exactly perfectly before the cell's even ripped apart is so interesting. And like the fact that like these little long ass fucking 6 feet DNA can then coil up into these like weird little shapes is so crazy, because when I thought of chromosomes, I don't know what I thought chromosomes were, bitch, but I remember when I was younger, I used to think that chromosomes are just some random whole other species of like something and something. But like it's just fucking DNA just like coiled up, which is like, bitch, why was I so dumb back then that I just didn't really click like that? And I don't know, maybe for some people it doesn't click. I hope I did a good job explaining it, because I was really interested into it and started watching like too many videos where I was like, okay, you have to work tomorrow and you have to record and you have to edit, so hurry the fuck up. But I hope you enjoyed it. My last I episode was a hit, so hopefully this one's a hit as well. But I've been in a really good mood lately, so maybe that's why these science episodes are better than usual. But anyway, have a good March. Luck of the Irish.